Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, during the week, we'll be sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020.
So here are today's top solutions. We're going to start off with an article from Building Community. That's one of our categories. The headline, Italians are keeping their spirits up by singing from their balconies. Of course, we could rely on Italians to create beauty and joy, even in the trying times of a global pandemic. Lately, people in the country have started coming out on their balconies and leaning out their windows to join together in song, coordinating the effort by spreading the word via social media. Last Friday, Italians sang the national anthem together at 6 p.m. On Saturday, they joined together to applaud healthcare workers. As the week progressed, more and more videos are emerging of Italians singing their favorite classics from their balconies as the sound echoes off the empty streets. Watching videos of Italians create the semblance of community, even while in isolation, is truly pure delight. If you want to marvel at the love and resilience summoned by the Italians dealing with the isolation that comes with being under quarantine, follow the link for this story from our website. We're sure it'll warm your heart and keep spirits up.
Christy, that video is so charming, and you can't help but smile when you watch it. I saw another amazing video. This was, I think, in Seville, where a fitness guru was out there on top of a building in front of an apartment building, and the balconies were filled with people working out. I love it. So much joy. And that's kind of where we're at, guys. We all have to figure out how to make the most out of what we're facing. And that includes, for a lot of us, strategies to make the most out of working from home. In the business section of the Optimist Daily, we discuss this. Whether you work from home year-round or are transitioning as a social distancing measure, a home office presents its own set of challenges. Sure, you don't have to worry about your morning commute, but you do have to navigate avoiding a kitchen full of snacks, pushing your cat off your keyboard, as we did this morning, and managing your kids yelling in the other room. Fortunately, the Optimist Daily staff are remote working pros, as we have a global team and have been doing this for years. With some help from the Thrive Global contributors, we have a list of tips that help you remain productive and focused while working from home. Number one, establish clear working hours. Designate time to sit down and work, but also commit to not checking work emails after you log off for the night. Two, close non-work tabs. Computers are the ultimate distractors. Keep Facebook or online shopping or other web distractions closed away. Three, write things down. Working remotely likely means more screen time. Use good old-fashioned paper and pen for reminders to clear your mind. Number four, tidy up. A cluttered workspace leads to a cluttered mind. Create a clean and organized designated workspace, even if it's just a section on your kitchen table. Own it as your workspace. The no pajamas rule, which I broke yesterday by wearing my unicorn onesie most of the day. It's tempting to work from your bed all day in your sleep clothes. Comfort is okay, but change into something fresh every morning when you get up to tell yourself it's time to start working, not lounging. Six, establish a designated work area. This goes back to tidying up. If you have a home office, great. If not, set that space to become your work office and make sure it's away from the kitchen, the television, and communicate that to other people in your house. Seven, take meal breaks. Eat meals away from your home office and treat your lunch break as you would if you were going out with your coworkers. Schedule a Zoom call and have lunch with someone. Number eight, step outside. Fresh air is important. Take small breaks and small walks to clear your mind and refocus. Nine, exercise. This goes hand in hand with outdoor time. Remember to fit in exercise to benefit from those endorphins. This can be as simple as practicing yoga in your living room. Number 10, start your day with mindfulness. We at The Optimist Daily are big meditation advocates. Start your day with breathing to set a tone for your day. Even if it's not a long meditation, 10 deep breaths. Number 11, schedule a call or meeting every morning. Rather than grouping meetings all together on Monday afternoons, set up one meeting each morning to stay in touch with goals and coworkers and not lose focus during the hours of virtual meetings. Number 12, maintain priorities. Set goals for the day and the week. Share them with your team to hold yourself accountable. Number 13, stay connected. Working remotely can make us feel disconnected from coworkers. Remember to stay in contact with teammates and interact as you would in the office. There are endless strategies for maintaining a home office that is productive as a traditional workspace. Some remote workers even host happy hours where they all meet on video chat and work with their beverage of their choice to chat in a virtual cocktail with a virtual cocktail. If you're working from home right now, try some of these strategies to make the most of your home office.
Sounds good, Summers, and I know that working with you remotely has been actually quite nice the last couple of days.
Yeah, we make a good team, you and me.
We do, absolutely. For our next story, we're going back to our building community category. And this story is titled, This Transformed Camper Brings the Power of Music to Refugee Children. As we saw with our first story with the Italians, nothing brings people together quite like music. That's why a nonprofit called Turning Tables has teamed up with Swedish studio Snask that brings music to refugee children to give them a chance to express themselves through sound. Together, the organizations have converted an old camper into a vibrant mobile music studio. Founded by Danish DJ Martin Jakobsen, Turning Tables first began its work with refugees in New York, where it ran a program to teach kids how to DJ. The nonprofit program has since gone global, with teams of artists and musicians building spaces for kids to express themselves through music and other art forms. Not satisfied with their many brick-and-mortar locations around the world, the Turning Tables team decided to go on tour around Sweden. To do so, however, they knew they needed a more efficient way to travel with their music equipment. Looking for solutions, they contacted the innovative creatives behind Snask to ask for help in designing a tiny music studio on wheels that would help them travel further to reach more kids. Once they found an old caravan for sale, the renovation project kicked off with the help of several artists and friends. And the rundown camper was completely gutted, removing all its moldy furnishings, replacing its wooden structure. The resulting design is a fantastically vibrant music studio, complete with turntables. Of course, the piece de resistance is the soft pink fur used to line the walls and help with sound insulation. With the help of artists Fabrizio Mora, Ramses Linderos, and Enrique Puerto, the exterior of the camper was painted with a bold pattern of colors and shapes that perfectly reflect on the project's mission. To see a picture of this, go to our website and look at this story.
Oh, it is such a great picture, and it just makes you feel the rhythm when you look at how all of the artists created that.
Nothing so inspirational as a little bit of creativity and whimsy to make you feel joy.
All right, our next story in the food section of The Optimist Daily. Chef Jose Andres to offer free meals to those ravaged by the coronavirus outbreak. As the coronavirus pandemic continues to disrupt normal life across the globe, Michelin-starred chef Jose Andres is offering free meals to those in need. The chef has transformed 8 of his acclaimed restaurants in New York City and Washington, D.C., into community kitchens to serve to-go meals to those who are struggling to make ends meet amidst of the outbreak. While the meals cost $7 for guests who can afford it, volunteers running the community kitchen will be flexible with those who can't afford it. There's also an option to donate to someone else who might need it. The makeshift soup kitchens are already up and running since yesterday and are open between noon and 5 p.m. Furthermore, all of the restaurant's employees will be getting paid time off for the first 2 weeks. Really extraordinary choice.
Yes. And I love Jose Andres, and he's done so much for people in all of the most recent disasters that have been piling up on us in the last few years with the hurricanes and fires and such. But this is another disaster that we are all facing together. And I think he's wonderful for doing what he does.
Yeah, it's such a role model. And I think that there are a lot of restaurants struggling to figure out how they fit in right now and what they can do. Because this is huge. This is hitting the hospitality industry, like all of us. And it's just such a great role model for an option to how you can help.
Absolutely. And another way that some stores are helping is featured in our next story. Just talks about stores worldwide setting designated shopping times for elderly patrons. Older citizens are most vulnerable to the coronavirus, but these residents still need to access critical food supplies. To protect and provide for older citizens, some Iceland supermarkets across the world are reserving time for senior residents to come shop in peace without the stress and health risks of large crowds. The policy is not company-wide, but stores such as the Kennedy Center store in West Belfast will allow senior citizens shopping only from 8 to 9 a.m. every day. Iceland's food warehouse store in Thanet will also open 1 hour earlier at 7 for senior shoppers. The idea was prompted by social media posts concerned about senior access to safe and peaceful shopping conditions. Other industries are hopping on board with the idea as well. The Building Society, nationwide, will open its branches an hour early for patrons with compromised immune systems. Although many people are buying up extra goods in anticipation of social distancing measures, Bruno Montier, senior analyst at European Food Retail, says the system has enough food and supplies to meet demand. Retailers have encouraged patrons to practice considerate shopping, including avoiding stockpiling necessities such as toilet paper, behaving politely and calmly in stores, and buying appropriate amounts of food for their household needs. Coronavirus concerns have created an increased demand for supermarket goods, especially hygienic supplies and non-perishables. But seniors, who are most vulnerable to the disease, may not feel comfortable or safe visiting crowded stores. So creating designated times for at-risk populations to shop comfortably is a great solution for ensuring these citizens are well supplied and feel supported in their communities.
You know, Christy, we just had an announcement here in California this morning that Vallarta Stores, which is a Southern California chain, will be opening an hour early also for elderly, immune compromised, and pregnant women. So it is so great to see so many businesses joining it.
Yeah, it's very important for us all to come together and do what we can to be good for our fellow citizens and for ourselves. So thank you so much for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. Those are all of our stories for today.
We promise to continue to share positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for good. There are more stories available on optimistdaily.com. Watch them on Facebook. Share them with friends. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Be a part of the solution changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.